We have provided you with another amazing round of done-for-you resources to ease your load in appreciating your volunteers. Now, as we jump into learning about each of these three downloads that we've provided, here's the deal. Keep top of mind this quote: a person who feels appreciated will always do more than is expected. Appreciation postcards. Now, as you know, snail mail used to be so ineffective because of the sheer volume of junk mail that tended to come our way. However, with the influx of emails coming into our inbox, postcards are an easy and powerful way to stand out, and a powerful way to make like a personal investment into your volunteers. We've provided you with 50 different postcards ready to print and send. Now here's the super time-saving option. The super time-saving option. Pre-print address labels of those you want to serve and those you want to continue to connect with for an entire year. Print 4 to 5 labels for each person. Next, download the postcards and select the ones that you feel are best for your context. I want you to go so far as to place the labels and the postage on those printed postcards right away. Have them waiting for you so that you can simply write a quick handwritten note. Listen, it's about scaling your ministry, and yet it's about retaining this sense of personalization. Number two, the Candy Awards Ceremony and Certificate. Everyone loves awards. Use these special candy awards to bring fun and recognition to the volunteer and staff teams that you lead. We have provided you with an awards sheet as well as 54 different candy award examples that you can use or modify for your specific team members. Now, I can't tell you how powerful it is for me to have put on like my creative hat and to think through what best award suited my key volunteer. I mean, I put on inspirational music. I mean, this was like a ceremony. I put on inspirational music. We had each individual stand and approach, and I boldly announced their personal and unique award, and I handed them a very professional looking candy award certificate. Now, don't underestimate the power of appreciation and acknowledgement. Number three, the Love Languages half sheet. Now we've provided you with a special way for volunteers to report to you about themselves. We have spaces and places for your key volunteers to record their strength finder results, their spiritual gifts, their tank fillers and tank drainers and more. Your volunteers get to share with you their favorite hobby and even their best estimate of their top way to receive appreciation. The card has been as like a brief description of each love language on the back. Now this card can be a wonderful tool for you to reference about your key volunteers. Now keep in mind, I only used this card with my top tier leaders. Since I was on a larger staff, some of my associates, paid associates, they had their top tier leaders fill them out as well. It was like a hierarchy of how we were appreciating and loving people. Now you may think that the best plan is to have every person in your ministry fill this out. Now before you do that, pause for just a moment. If a volunteer fills something like this out, they may rightfully think that you're gonna use this information in your leadership toward them. This is why I only gather this information from my top leaders. I wanted them to tell me unique stuff about them so I could be a better student of them. And then I would use this information to bless and honor them in specific ways. Bottom line, a person who feels appreciated will always do more than is expected.